In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Jake Laws. Hey, Jake.
Hey, how's it going, Andy?
It's going great. You're from the Hudson Valley because that's why you qualify. What county are you from?
I always tell people I'm from Westchester, but I think legally and actually I am from Putnam County.
You know, we don't want the law on you on this one.
Exactly. I go to school down in White Plains at SUNY Purchase, so half the time I live there. And then half the time I'm back home in Garrison.
And what are you studying at SUNY Purchase?
For music production.
Okay, cool. Were your parents happy that you decided to go into music production?
Well, both of them being artistic people, yes, they are. I'm very blessed to have two supporters who both gave birth to me and understand that I want to do art as a career. My dad used to play bass, and my mom went to school for acting, so they definitely know that art is not... doesn't equate to accounting.
But, you know, it's that journey getting there, I guess, that makes it all worthwhile, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And,
mm-hmm.
And you're a young guy. You say you're in college. How old are you now?
I actually just turned 22 in December.
What is the name of the band?
So right now we were just going under Jake Kirkapoli Band because we couldn't think of anything else better. But come January when we release some more music, like we said, I'm going to be changing my name to Jake Laws. And it's more... it's kind of like a solo act where I write most of the music or almost all the music, but they play with me and back me and help us with in the studio, etc.
But who is in the band now?
Right now we have, I'm up front playing lead guitar and also singing, or rhythm guitar rather. We have Jorge Portero on lead guitar, a great bass player named Drew Fermo from Connecticut who's playing. Jorge's from Queens. And my drummer and also mix engineer and co-producer is Jason Maurer. He's from Buffalo.
I'm a bass player, too, and I'm really loving the bass groove on that song, Mainstream.
Mm, yeah. Drew definitely held it down in that one. I think that one's a gem.
Well, I guess all you guys got kind of an old soul, kind of an R&B flavor, right?
Yeah, it's definitely, when we were originally producing it and recording it, I wanted to get a mixture of modern pop with like that 70s club funk disco
thing
going on.
That's the one,
You know what I mean?
You mentioned changing your name. Why you changed your name from James Kirkapoli to Jake Laws?
It's always hard going on stage and then having to say the format of my name and phonetically tell everybody how to spell it. So it's a lot easier to just say Jake Laws. I also like the ring of it, kind of a poppy vibe that I would like to move my career and artist development towards.
And by the way, how is it spelled?
That would be J-A-K-E-L-A-S-Z. You can actually find it already changed on Instagram if you just type that in.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Jake Laws. You got a job, too? You're working? How do you pay for the music habit?
So, two nights a week, I deliver sushi and rye.
All right. No kidding. A specific restaurant?
Yeah, Fogama, actually, in Rye.
Okay, so give him a free plug.
Hopefully my boss, Steve, hears this. You're welcome, Steve.
How did you meet the other guys in the band?
So I met all of them in college. We all met at Purchase. Jorge and Jason are both in my year. Jason was a production major. Jorge lied to me and told me he was a production major for 3 years, and I only recently found out he wasn't.
Disappointed, are you?
No, not at all. But... and then Drew is a year under us, and he's a composition major.
Maybe, and he may be lying, too. You never know.
Yeah, you know, that's funny, because he is a keyboard player, so.
Got to check up on these guys.
Yeah, do background checks.
Now, think about this, Jake Laws. What do you want the world to know about Jake Laws that they don't already know?
That's a great question, man.
I like to ask the great questions.
Most importantly, I'm a dog guy, so before anybody asks me if I'm a cat or dog guy, I do love dogs. But also, just that, got a lot of music coming. I'm excited to show everybody. I'm excited to be a part of just the Hudson Valley music community and really help the Valley come to the forefront and shine, you know?
I do, and good for you. And Mainstream is the cool R&B groove song we're going to hear. How did that happen?
That song came up. I wrote the lick originally on guitar, and I've been playing guitar for very long, so I was playing the riff for a couple months just to get it down. And then the song, like the lyrics started coming up when I was hanging out with my bass player, Drew. And we were talking about how it's just like there's a really toxic environment right now on social media, Instagram,
sure,
et cetera. Even though, no matter, despite me saying that, you will see me active on it because it's just kind of necessary nowadays, especially in any art and entertainment business, you know?
Yeah, I do know. Yeah, of course.
So that's really where the song came up. And it was originally called Mainstream Girls, but then we tried to encompass it more to get the whole thing. It's the whole idea of social media that we were trying to address.
Good for you. That's a good it's a good method of writing a song, is to distill it into something everyone can relate to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've been focused on getting this EP done. I'm also producing another girl that you might have actually heard of, Lily Muir. Her new album that will be coming out soon, her new single that I produced, will be coming out, actually.
Jake, your website, where can people find out more about Jake Laws?
Right now I'm on jakekirkapoli.com, which is, I still have to make that switch. But if you want, easiest way to find me right now and also contact me would be on Instagram or Facebook under Jake Laws, L-A-S-Z.
Jake Laws, or if you're old school, Jake Kirkapoli. Either way, here's the song Mainstream. Welcome, and thank you, Jake, for joining us in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD.
Fantastic. Thank you, Andy.